Hello and welcome to Lesson 2 of Hebrew Podcasts. In this beginner level lesson, we'll review the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. We'll say the name of each letter and hear a word or two that begin with that letter. We'll then discuss pronunciation. Here to help us is Noah. Shalom, Noah.
Shalom.
Noah, let's begin with the first letter of the alphabet.
Aleph.
This letter, Aleph, is one of a few letters in Hebrew that can serve as either a consonant or a vowel. Hebrew uses accents called nikud rather than vowel letters to indicate the sound. There are five basic sounds in Hebrew: a, e, I, o, and u. We should mention that in modern Hebrew writing, the nikud is simply omitted. You'll need to read whole words and remember how to pronounce them. So aleph is mostly used as a consonant. Let's see an example.
Aryeh.
That's a lion. Aryeh. The A sound comes from the throat. It sounds like U in up, but a bit more from the throat. Noah, what's the second letter in Hebrew?
Bet.
The letter Bet has an interesting quality. It has two possible sounds. The first is a stressed sound that's similar to the letter B, and the second is a loose sound similar to the letter V. Let's see an example of the former.
Barvaz.
That's a duck. Barvaz. We hear the B sound in barvaz. For an example of the V sound of bet, you may remember that in our previous lesson we learned the word ohevet, which means loves. You can hear the V sound in ohevet.
Gimel.
The letter gimel is pronounced like G in go. Let's see an example.
Gamal.
A camel is gamal. This letter also has an interesting feature. When there is an apostrophe on the letter gimel, it's pronounced like G in George. Old Hebrew doesn't have this sound. In modern Hebrew, we use an apostrophe on the letter gimel to make this sound. This is useful for spelling words borrowed from other languages.
Dalet.
The letter dalet sounds like the letter D. Let's see an example. Since we're using animals as examples, the word for bear is
dov.
Okay, moving on.
Hey.
The letter hey sounds like H in English. At the end of a word, the letter hey can be silent. Like aleph, hey can also function as a vowel, often at the end of a word. For example, the second hey in the word ahava, which means love, serves as a vowel, and we don't hear any H sound. Noah, what animal begins with hey?
Hippopotam.
Hippopotam, as you probably guessed, means a hippo. The letter hey has an important use. It's used for the definite article. It has a name in Hebrew. It's called hey hayedia. It's not a separate word like the. Instead, it's attached as a prefix to the word that follows. Let's look at a few examples.
Ha'aryeh, ha'barvaz, ha'gamal, ve'hadov.
This means the lion, the duck, the camel, and the bear, respectively. Next, we come to the sixth letter, which is
vav.
Vav is often used as a vowel. It can sound like O, for example, in the word ohevet. It can also sound like the double O in book, for example, in the word gamul that we heard in our previous lesson when Rina said beseder gamul. Vav can also be used as a consonant and sound like the letter V. Noah, let's hear an example of a word like that. How do you say a virus?
Virus.
Virus means a virus. This word is obviously borrowed from another language. Hebrew is an ancient language that has been revived around the end of the 19th century. Therefore, words like virus, atom, and telephone were brought into Hebrew from other languages. The letter Vav has another function. Because Hebrew does not have a letter that sounds like W, it uses two consecutive Vav to make this sound. For example, the word wallaby, which means a wallaby. This usage is typically for words that were borrowed from another language. Okay, Noah, what's next?
Zayin.
The letter Zayin sounds like Z. Now, how about an example?
Zvuv.
A fly is Zvuv, so Zayin sounds like Z, except when there is an apostrophe on the letter Zayin. In that case, it is pronounced like the letter J in French. For example, in the French name, Georges. Noah, let's spell the word zvuv.
Zayin, bet, vav, bet, zvuv.
Okay, let's go on.
Chet.
Now that's a hard one to pronounce. Let's hear that again.
Chet.
Chet really doesn't have an equivalent sound in English. It sounds similar to J in Spanish, like in the name José. Chet is pronounced from the throat, like the sound made when you're clearing your throat. Okay, Noah, let's do a couple of examples with chet.
Chazir.
That means a pig, chazir. And?
Chamor.
A donkey is chamor. This word, chamor, is also used for name-calling, meaning an idiot, and it's a rather mild expletive. Let's go on.
Tet.
The letter tet sounds like the letter T. For example,
tuna.
Tuna means tuna, as in tuna fish. Noah, let's spell tuna.
Tet, vav, nun, hey. Tuna.
Okay, Noah, what's the next letter?
Yud.
When used as a consonant, yud sounds like the letter Y. When used as a vowel, yud sounds like I in pig. Let's see an example of yud as a consonant.
Yanshuf.
An owl is yanshuf. Another word that begins with yud is yeled, which means a child. Next, we come to another interesting letter.
Kaf.
Like we saw before with the letter bet, the letter kaf has also two possible sounds. A stressed sound similar to k, for example, kelev, a dog, and a loose sound similar to the Hebrew letter chet. In our previous lesson, we saw an example of the soft-sounding kaf in the word ichola. Another interesting feature of the letter kaf is that it is written differently at the end of a word. It's called kaf sofit. Let's see a couple of examples of animals that begin with kaf. The first I just mentioned.
Kelev.
Kelev, that's a dog. And another example.
Karish.
That's a shark. Karish. Ready for the next letter?
Lamed.
Lamed sounds like the letter L. Any animal beginning with lamed?
Leta'a.
A lizard is leta'a. Noah, let's spell leta'a.
Lamed, tet, aleph, hey, leta'a.
Let's continue.
Mem.
Mem sounds like the letter M. And how do you say fossil in Hebrew?
Meuban.
A fossil is meuban. The word is derived from even, a word that means rock, because meuban describes something that turned into a rock. The letter mem turns into mem sofit when it's at the end of a word. The next letter is
nun.
Nun sounds like the letter N. Like kaf sofit and mem sofit, nun at the end of a word is nun sofit. And an animal starting with nun is
nesher.
A vulture or eagle, nesher. Next,
samech.
This letter sounds like S. Let's hear a couple of examples. How do you say a horse?
Sus.
And a crab?
Sartan.
Noah, can you spell sartan for us?
Samech, reish, tet, nun sofit. Sartan.
Let's go on.
Ain, ez, akavish.
A goat is ez and a spider is akavish. Ain sounds like the letter aleph but comes from even deeper in the throat. It's the sound that the doctor wants you to make when she examines your throat with a tongue depressor. Nevertheless, in modern Hebrew, you will rarely hear the difference between aleph and ayin.
Pei, pil.
An elephant is pil. The letter pei has two possible sounds. The stressed sound is similar to p, like we just heard in the word pil. The loose sound is similar to f, like we heard in the word yanshuf. Here, pei is at the end of the word and, yes, you guessed it, it's pei sofit.
Tzadi. Tzipor, tzfardea.
A bird is tzipor and the frog is tzfardea. There is no equivalent in English to the sound of tzadi. This sound is approximated by the letter combination TS, like in the word pets. Tzadi sofit is the fifth and last of the otiot sofiot, or terminal letters, those letters that are written differently when they are the last letter of a word. Tzadi has another feature. If written with an apostrophe, it makes the sound ch. For example, Czechia and Chile, which means the Czech Republic and Chile, respectively. Noah, what's the next letter?
Kuf.
The letter Kuf sounds like Q or K. Now, this is a bit strange because we already encountered a letter that sounds like that. It was the letter Kaf in its stressed form. So, you're probably wondering why there are two letters that sound pretty much the same. But this is no different than English with Q, K, and even C all sounding the same. How about an animal that starts with Kuf, Noah?
Kipod.
A hedgehog. Kipod. That's a prickly animal. Okay, Noah, we're almost done. The 20th letter is
Resh.
Resh has no identical sound in English. This one is really hard to pronounce for English speakers, just like it's really hard for Hebrew speakers to pronounce the English R correctly. Resh is approximated by the letter R, although it sounds quite a bit different. Resh is rolled in the back of the throat like when you gargle salt water. Let's see an example. Noah, how do you say tadpole in Hebrew?
Roshan.
A tadpole. Roshan. Let's move on.
Shin.
Shin has two possible sounds. The first and more common sound is like the letter combination SH, like in shush. The second sounds like S in snake. You can hear this form in the word Israel. The first form of shin, pronounced sh, is called shin yemanit. The second form of shin, pronounced s, is called shin smalit. Yemanit and smalit are the adjectives right and left, respectively. So, we just saw an example of shin smalit in the word Israel. Let's listen to an example of shin yemanit. How do we say a fox?
Shu'al.
A fox is shu'al. We come to the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
Tav.
This letter sounds like the letter T. It also sounds a lot like the Hebrew letter tet. This makes spelling hard. How can you tell whether to use tet or tav? One clue is that tet is more often used in words borrowed from other languages, like the name of the Israeli town of Tveria, which is named after the Roman emperor Tiberius. So Noah, to finish off, how about an animal that begins in taf?
Tanin.
That's right, tanin, which means an alligator. And with taf we come to the end of this lesson that was entirely dedicated to the Hebrew alphabet. You can find more information in the lesson guide that goes together with this podcast. You can download the lesson guide from our website at hebrewpodcasts.com. That's it for today. In our next lesson, Noah will be back. We'll learn some new vocabulary related to school and we'll touch on the subject of counting and ordinal numbers. Until then,
Shalom ulitraot.
Shalom ulitraot.